Here's Pat Doherty and the home stretch.
All right, welcome back here to ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Doherty. Glad to be here with you. On Wednesdays, we do an extra hour of the show. This is called Behind the Whistle. It's our high school coaches show. The goal behind this is to really highlight some of those sports that don't get all the publicity, whether it be in the newspaper or the TV all the time. I mean, it's kind of been a passion point of mine. Obviously, we spend our Friday nights doing football and basketball, but I've really enjoyed this show having multiple. I've learned a lot about some other sports. Tonight, we're joined by Coach Joe Keller of the Northridge Raiders swim program. Coach and I go kind of back a long ways. I remember growing up, I started swimming when I was 6 years old competitively, and NASA was always the team that we were trying to aspire to be at Concord. We had, you know, a lot of fun. I never was serious about swimming, but Coach, first and foremost, congratulations on another great year, and thanks for coming out today, man.
Well, thank you so much. We have had, you know, some fun building the program here in the last 26 years, and now we're getting to that point where we're achieving some great things, and some kids are going on to the next level and doing some awesome things, and it'll be fun to hear what they have to say tonight, too.
I always like, we have seven swimmers represented. They are going to be filtering in here after this opening segment with Coach. Coach, you yourself, I mean, you had a great swimming career as an actual swimmer, and now as a coach, you talk about building a program, and you've done that. How important, though, is it for you to be involved in the youth aspect of that? I have to feel like that is the foundation that creates the excellence that is sitting over next to us.
Yeah, I think, you know, swimming is just kind of the mechanism to have the opportunity to work with the kids. And, you know, my true passion is helping, you know, young people grow and mature and kind of find their way in life and be productive people. And you know, really the values and the characteristics that they, you know, kind of take on through this process of swimming and the things that they learn. You know, it's just the mechanism to help them to be successful people in life.
I've had the opportunity to coach at the highest level. I understand sometimes it's very fun. Sometimes it can be trying. You're dealing with high school student athletes ranging from an age freshman all the way up to seniors. The maturity level can be so far and apart depending on different places, as you mentioned, kind of in where they're at in their life. What do you feel like has been one of the keys to your success continually year in and year out, as Northridge is kind of, at least here in the northern part of the state, and I wouldn't even argue in the entire state, kind of a pillar point of what other programs strive to be?
Every day the alarm goes off a little after 3 a.m., and there's not one single day that I say, oh, I got to go to work. I love my job, mm-hmm. and I don't even consider it to be a job, and it's just something I have a passion for. And I think if you take that kind of passion into what you do, you're going to see great results no matter what it is. And, you know, showing up is the first step to success, but taking that passion into what you do and trying to, you know, hand that over to everybody else and the work that they do, then some great things can happen.
Yeah, you talk about the early alarms. That's the one thing I don't miss about swimming. We're 2 days and 5 a.m. morning. I've done a lot of things and a lot of, you know, work and sports, and there's nothing worse than staring at a pool at 5 a.m. in the morning, just wishing you didn't have to jump into it.
You know, it's pretty amazing. The number of athletes that we've had over the years that have either come to manage it or else they've been okay with it. And the number of athletes that I have that come back and say, you know, college became easy, mm-hmm. you know, going out into the workforce was something that they didn't have a problem with. And so they find a way to manage it, and I think because they love what they do, then it's not as difficult to do that.
Yeah, I do find that early mornings are not a problem. Maybe that is because of all those years of waking up at, as you said, 3-4 o'clock sometimes in the morning and hitting the pool before anybody else is even out of bed. Coach, when did you first fall in love with the sport of swimming? And as you looked at making this kind of a life goal and a life dream in a profession?
Well, I didn't have the same opportunity that some of these athletes or even yourself had. I didn't get the opportunity to swim age group up until really starting eighth grade into my freshman year of high school. And baseball was my sport. So I know that's something close to your heart. But,
very much.
You know, that was my sport. And my eighth grade year, I started to get connected to swimming. And then Started doing a little bit more of that and some year-round swimming once I got into high school. And my sophomore year of high school, got a new coach. He was from Ball State University, young guy, and really just kind of instilled a passion in me for the sport and a love, and I quit baseball. Never thought I would do that. Gave it up because I just loved and was so intrigued by the sport. And, you know, it's an aspect that's got a team component to it, but, you know, there's a concrete way to measure your improvement, and that's by the watch and by the clock. And so that was intriguing to me, and that really kickstarted it all, and decided to kind of follow in his footsteps a little bit and go to Ball State and continue swimming there. I think I made my selection on swimming. Luckily it worked out academically then as well. And, you know, had some good fortune there and then came right out of Ball State the week before I graduated there and took this position at Northridge. And it's just been awesome.
Ball State, a great teacher school. My wife was down there for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I spent a year down there as well. Great school to go to. We're talking to Coach Joe Keller, the head coach of the Northridge swim team, as both girls and boys swimming is represented here today. We're going to talk to them coming up here in a moment. Coach, I have to tell a story. I was kind of mentioned this before air, but for Northridge swim fans, they may recognize, and maybe not anymore because apparently his name isn't on the record books anymore. But I remember AJ Miller. He was kind of the epitome of what you strove to be as a swimmer when I was in high school. He was a fantastic swimmer. But, you know, some people, he was such a fierce competitor, some people shied away from him. I grew a friendship with him swimming club. Mm-hmm. We competed a lot, would hang out. I mean, people don't understand those weekends, mm-hmm. some of those heart smart meets back in the day, you're spending multitude of time just kind of hanging out, waiting for your next event. And AJ was always very nice. I was never anywhere close to his time, but he knew that I was kind of a part-time swimmer. I swam in high school to stay in shape for baseball, and I'll never forget my senior year sectionals. I placed sixth, I think, out of that final heat, and I broke a minute. It was the first time I broke a minute in 100 fly, and for some people, they're like, well, that's pretty slow, especially when I saw in the South Bend sectional somebody finished in 50 seconds. I was like, well, I would have been way down the pool still trying to choke on water. But he was the first person, not a Concord teammate, he was the first person to come over and gave me a huge hug and celebrated like I just won a sectional championship. That is how I remember, and that's how I'll always remember Northridge swimmers, is even though very talented and at times would kick the tar out about everybody else in the pool, super respectful and very understanding of everybody else as they were trying to hit their own times. Talk a little bit about that aspect of not only the community, which I've come to know, whether it's been through basketball, football, or wrestling, or swimming, as your profession is. Northridge is a special place, and it's got to be a special place to coach in and be involved in high school athletics as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I know when I came to Northridge, I'd never been, you know, up in this area before. And the day that I interviewed, just the people that I was associated with that day, I spent a little bit of time that afternoon driving through the town, stopped at a couple of places, just chat with some people. And it didn't take me long to figure that there was a place that could have a great swim program. And so as we got started, you know, AJ was one of those young athletes that started in our program, and he kind of really set a standard for our entire program just because of the fact that he was one of those athletes that started at a really young age, mm-hmm. never took a season off, and aspired to be a two-time state champion as he graduated, and was also on a state championship relay. And so he kind of was the first athlete that we were able to take from, in a sense, from diapers to getting ready to go to swim at Indiana mm-hmm. University. And so being able to develop an athlete like that, but along the way you have the opportunity, like I mentioned earlier, to develop them as people. And I think that's really a critical part. And one of the things that we try to instill in our athletes is that we have a huge respect for people that, you know, meet goals and swim fast. And I think that's kind of what you saw with AJ. And one of the things that I've found with the greatest swimmers that I've worked with is that because they're great people, they have a lot of respect for other competitors. Mm-hmm. And when they achieve, they're as happy for them as they are for when they achieve themselves.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's still, I haven't been in, I'm dating myself now a little bit. I turned 30 last week, so I'm starting to feel old. Even though I know 30 is
young.
It's still relatively young. I'm like 12 years ago. Where did that go? But once again, Joe Keller, the head swim coach in Northridge. We're going to take a short break. We have seven athletes to honor and meet and greet here on Behind the Whistle. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be back with our first of seven Northridge swimmers.
The home stretch with Pat Doherty. ESPN Radio 102.7.
An assistant general manager for an NFL team, whomever that person was, did not want to put his name to it, calling these players selfish blanks. And the word that he used for blanks, which starts with the letter P, is one that would suggest that they're not very courageous.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest to whomever that was that making that quote anonymously is the least courageous thing a person can possibly do.
No doubt.
You are the definition of the word you used.
Mike and Mike, ESPN Radio 102.7.
High school sports is about teamwork, challenging yourself and your opponent, and succeeding through excellence. That same work and dedication that your favorite team puts into their sport, Jet's Pizza puts into every pizza. Jet's Pizza on Grape Road is proud to bring you the Behind the Whistle Show with Pat Doherty every Wednesday night. If you're a fan, stop by Jet's on Grape Road and say the word basketball to score yourself a free order of Jet's bread with any large deep dish pizza. Life is short. Eat better pizza. Jet's Pizza on Grape and Day in Mishawaka.
Hey, remember that one? That was big in the 60s, back when gas was like 30 cents a gallon, a house 22 grand, cigarettes a quarter a pack. But the packs came with a warning from the U.S. Surgeon General. Cigarette smoking causes lung cancer. Hey, it proved to be right. Music's changed, and so have prices. Gas is almost $3 a gallon. A decent house costs a quarter of a million, and a pack of cigarettes is about $5. But now, there's another cancer warning from the U.S. Surgeon General. Radon causes lung cancer. And radon can cause lung cancer, whether you smoke or not. Radon is an invisible, odorless gas that seeps into your home from underground. The only way to know if you have high levels of radon in your home is to have your home tested. The U.S. Surgeon General recommends it. Radon problems can be fixed. To learn more, call 1-800-SOS-RADON, 1-800-SOS-RADON, or click on epa.gov/radon from this station and the U.S. EPA.
I'm Talia. As the mother of two young children, there is nothing closer to my heart than the health of our babies. That's why I'm asking you to help put an end to premature birth. Each year, more than 15 million babies are born too soon, and more than 1 million will die. Visit facebook.com/worldprematurityday to find out how you can make a difference in your community and around the world.
Now, a Michiana Sports Center update.
It's night number two of the opening round of boys basketball sectionals in the area. The big game is at South Bend, Washington, and it's the opening game at 6th. South Bend Riley takes on Adams. Game two is LaPorte and Clay. At Northside Gym and Elkhart, it's Central versus Penn, followed by Warsaw and Northridge. At Westview, Fremont takes on Westview, followed by Whitco and Central Mobile. And at Triton, it's South Bend Career Academy in Argus. Oregon Davis takes on South Central. The winners play on Friday. Championship games are on Saturday. In the ACC tonight, Notre Dame's at home against Boston College. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. The Irish are currently tied with Louisville for second place in the league. In the Big Ten tonight, Michigan's at Northwestern and Michigan State is at Illinois. In the NBA tonight, Cleveland's at Boston and Indiana's at San Antonio. The Bulls will host Golden State tomorrow night at 8. In the NHL, the Blackhawks are home against Pittsburgh tonight at 8. Chicago trails Minnesota by 5 points in the division, and the Wild still have one game in hand. I'm Roger Grossman from ESPN 102.7.
Your ABC 57 First Warning Neighborhood Weather Center forecast.
Temperatures continue to fall tonight into the 20s. Mix and snow showers going into early Thursday, but not much accumulation. It will be colder Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, a high of 36, and still a chance for snow showers. Thursday night into Friday, Friday's high, 32. In the ABC 57 First Warning Neighborhood Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Tom Coombs.
You're listening to Armchair Hall of Famer Pat Doherty and the Homestretch on Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station, ESPN Radio 102.7.
All right, welcome back here to Behind the Whistle. This is our high school coaches show. We also have athletes on here, kind of a meet and greet as well. We're now joined by Katie Hughes, a first-team All-State member from the Northridge Raiders. First and foremost, congratulations. That's a heck of an honor.
Thank you.
So talk a little bit about when you first fell in love with swimming, or do you love swimming for that matter?
Yes. I
would assume competing at the level that you're competing at, that there is a love relationship there. Is there anything about swimming that you don't particularly like, or is there a stroke? Is there a certain workout that may not be your favorite?
Not really. I think, we at Northridge, we train for, we do a 4 a.m. type training. Mm-hmm. So we have to do all of the strokes, butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, freestyle. I am primarily a freestyler. I like freestyle the best. I don't necessarily dislike breaststroke, but I wouldn't prefer to do it. But, I don't know. There's some workouts that are hard, and at first you see the workout and you don't feel sometimes your attitude might not be the best, but at the end of the day, I know that it's all it's all a part of the process and I'll get better through it. So
talk about swimming at Northridge, because there is somewhat of an expectation in the sense of, I know for a fact that other teams around the area, other swimmers around the area, they look up to certain programs, certain types of programs that have an extended level of success. I feel like Northridge is kind of, at least in this area, kind of that epitome. In Elkhart County, they are the point. They're the top of the mountain. That's where you kind of strive to be that continued success. What's it like swimming for Northridge and the competitiveness that I'm sure is not only in meets from your own teammates, but practice as well, pushing you guys to be the best you can be?
It's really an honor. I love it. It's so fun. We definitely are very dedicated. We have early morning practices. We take nutrition and variables like that really seriously. But it's really an honor to train with the fastest people in our conference every day. Most mm-hmm. Most clubs and high school teams don't get that opportunity. So it's really nice to see that competition not only at meets, but every day at training as well.
When you look at your next step, signing to go to Purdue, as well as a double major in nutrition and diabetics, which is crazy enough, then you're going to be a swimmer on top of that.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. But what made you decide Purdue?
Honestly, I went on 3 trips, and it came down to Purdue and Missouri. And before this year, I always said I really wanted to go away. I want to go to UNC was my big school that I wanted to go to. Mm-hmm. But I took a trip to Purdue and I loved it. I felt totally at home. I loved the coach, the girls there. They were really serious about swimming, but they had a lot of fun as well. And I just felt they had a really big family atmosphere. And the distance program there is really good. And what I want to study, nutrition and dietetics, is really good there too. So I don't know. I just felt at home when I walked on campus. And yeah,
it's a gorgeous campus. Yeah. I've been there for quite a few events. Last question, and we'll move on to August, who will be the next one up here, so get ready. We're talking to Katie Hughes. Katie, favorite memory in high school swimming? Do you have one?
Mm.
I'm sure there's a lot to pick from, but
yeah,
it doesn't have
is.
To be just in the pool, whether it's outside the pool, celebrating with teammates, moments. Sometimes those are the best. But do you have a specific moment that stands out in your 4 years at Northridge?
Yeah, I was actually talking about this with my teammates the other day. We talk about it a lot, actually. It's just such a good memory. Last year at Concord Sectionals, there's walkout music for final events. If you're in the fastest heat, you get to walk out to music behind the blocks and they announce mm-hmm. your names. And we don't normally do that. I prefer to warm up on my own and go behind the blocks, just kind of at my own pace, with my routine. But it was the best memory. It was before the 400 freestyle relay and we were winning the meet by a lot. And coach was like, everybody was over waiting to walk out. And, coach was like, just go out there, go have fun. And he's like, go walk out with them and show them who owns this race type thing. And mm-hmm. it was just so fun. We walked out and it was our favorite song that we'd been playing all year. So it just, it ended the meet so well and it was a good time.
Awesome. Again, Katie Hughes, congratulations on a great season, great career, and best luck at Purdue next year.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to welcome in now August Hartzell. As you look at her resume, 2-time all conference selection, 3-year IHSA state qualifier in relays. Will be attending Franklin College, undecided on a major, but will be swimming next year for the Grizzlies. Let's start right there. What made Franklin College your decision to continue your education and career?
Right away, when I walked on campus, the people there, it's a really small college, only 1,000 people. So mm-hmm. the people just really connected really well. It was had a really homey type feeling, and they were very nice. And right away, I just knew that that type of environment was the place where I wanted to be.
What's your favorite part of being a Northridge swimmer?
The relationships I get to develop with people who are very similar to me. It's very rare that you get to spend as much time as you do with the people. Like, I spend more time with my friends than I do my family. We're at the pool for about 5 or 6 hours a day, and I only get to see my family about 1 hour. So they kind of mm-hmm. take the role of my family, and I like that.
Talk a little bit about the balancing act because I know I've been there. When you do, you hit the stretch of that, you have two practices a day, you're spending 5 hours, roughly 5 hours in and around a pool, and then you're trying to balance the academic side of that as well, making sure you do spend time with family, hopefully have social life outside of swimming, but then also keep your grades up as well. How do you do that? Is there a certain way that you make sure that you balance everything?
Well, I kind of combine my social life and athletic life. Those are kind of combined. I get my social time in at practice or after practice. And then I just kind of make sure that I feel like since I love to swim, I don't mind sacrificing my social life on the weekends to do my homework or having to go to bed early to get rest, not getting to watch all the TV shows. I just totally love swimming. So making those type of sacrifices aren't that big of a deal to me.
What's your favorite stroke?
Breaststroke.
Wow.
See, by far, yep.
Breaststroke. Ugh, that was the bane. I looked like a dying fish when I tried to swim breaststroke. And I swim the IM, and I still don't know why. I'm still today trying to figure out why that is. What's your favorite moment of this year?
Of this year?
We can go past. If it's too hard to pick one from this year, how about your career? Favorite moment as a Northridge swimmer?
I say my sophomore year at conference. It was the 100-yard breaststroke finals, and me and my teammate, Sydney Emerson, were up against a couple Concord girls, and it was a tight race between the Concord girls, like the Concord team and our team, mm-hmm. and Sydney and I ended up going 1-2 in the event, and it was the best time ever.
It was fun.
Crazy, yep.
Those close ones, especially breaststroke, because you can only hear for a short period of time as you come up, and sometimes you get focused, you can't hear anything, which I always thought was very interesting. But those tight races are the best, especially when you're the one that touches out of the well. Do you have a favorite swimmer, like on the United States swim team? Was there a swimmer in the last Olympics that you really were drawn to or liked or liked the way that they raced?
Maya Dorado. She was kind of an underdog, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked how she didn't, she really made it public about how she didn't let swimming take over her life. You know, most people who like train for the Olympic Games are the sport they're training for is their life, but she made it very well clear that swimming was just a passion she had, and she had her life planned out, and she was still extremely successful, so I admired her for that.
Sweet. August Hartzell going to Franklin College next year to swim will be a Grizzly. Congratulations on a great year, and best luck next year.
Thank you.
Well, since the next person on the list is Chris Keller, might as well have him roll up. We'll just roll up this list here as well. He has the distinguished honor of being the son of Coach Keller, which is cool. What is it like being his? I'm sure you were introduced to swimming at a relatively young age, but to compete, to be a high school swimmer at Northridge, you have to love it. When did the sport first become yours, where you really felt a passion for swimming?
It probably was 8th grade summer. I mean, I did NASA when I was little, but baseball and soccer were really more of my sports.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just developed a really good passion for swimming about that 8th grade year.
What's your favorite stroke?
Definitely breaststroke.
Gosh, all these we got a flyer here somewhere, please? Maybe. Well, I think Spencer's fast at everything, but... when you look at being a Northridge swimmer or just being a Northridge student athlete, what is it like to you? What do you take pride in when you represent Northridge?
Definitely take pride in putting in hard work every day to make myself better in the classroom and in the pool.
Do you have a favorite memory when it comes to swimming?
My favorite memory is probably this year, sectional finals. Never swam sectionals before, and first race was to the 200 medley relay, and we got first, so got to qualify for state.
When you look at moments, and I think every swimmer probably has moments where they broke a barrier they had tried time and time again. Again, I mentioned it a little bit earlier. Mine was the 100 butterfly. I wanted to break a minute. I knew that I was never going to win a sectional title at butterfly, but I had that kind of that level. That time was something that I wanted to break. What was that for you? Do you have a specific time that took a little bit for you to break?
Yeah, it was the breaststroke portion of the medley relay. All this year was going 28 lows, about like six different meets. And then finally at conference, I broke that 28 barrier and went 27.
You have here on your bio looking to get into sports broadcasting. Is there a specific sport outside of swimming, or do you want to get in from an aspect of being a commentator for swimming? Or as you mentioned, baseball, soccer, are those interests of yours as well?
I definitely loved football, watching football, and I think that broadcasting for football would be really cool.
Well, tell you what, I'm partial, and I know Goshen College is right down the road, but Goshen College is one heck of a broadcasting school. I know they don't have a swim program that I'm aware of, but I know you're probably going to want to swim too, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, either way, if you're interested in sportscasting and broadcasting, definitely hit me up. If you're out and about, you can always tag along. I'm always down for that. We do a lot of local sports here in Elkhart County. I'm super excited about that factor because I'm a Concord kid, a Northern Lakes Conference guy, and I get to spend every Friday, Saturday. I'll be out Friday night covering the sectional. So hopefully Northridge can pull quite a bit of an upset tonight against Warsaw in sectional play as well. But definitely let us know. It looks like a couple of colleges you're looking at. Which ones?
I'm looking at Anderson University. That's just north of Indy. Yep. And then Olivet Nazarene. That's about half hour south of Chicago.
I always like to do this, and I throw these questions out every now and again, but who's the goofiest guy on the swim team?
It's definitely Bryce Brulette.
Nice. And he's here, so that'll be fun. Mr. Serious.
Ooh, it's definitely Camden Cook.
No, he's shaking his head. He's not going with that one. Weirdest pre-race routine?
That's tough.
Do you have a pre-race routine?
I don't really have one, but
good. I mean, I like asking weird. I mean, you know, you look at it as a swimmer, I never really did, but as baseball, we talked about superstitions, and baseball is probably one of the more superstitious sports. You have so many different things that you have there as well. But once again, Chris Keller joining us here on Behind the Whistle. Chris, definitely a pleasure. I appreciate you coming out, and best of luck whatever you choose, whether it's Anderson or Olivet. Both those schools are very, very good. I've had an opportunity to be involved with Olivet Nazarene in some of my college coverage a couple of years ago in basketball and baseball. So definitely a good school there, and I've been to Anderson, so it's another great university as well. But thank you for coming out today.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. We got four more swimmers to get to. We'll be joined by them as we continue Behind the Whistle with Northridge Swimming right here on ESPN Radio 102.7.
The home stretch with Pat Daugherty, ESPN Radio 102.7.
This is Pat Daugherty from the home stretch, weekdays 4 to 6 on ESPN Radio 102.7. If you love hockey, you know the best team around is right here in your backyard in northern Indiana. It's the Fort Wayne Comets, and ESPN Radio 102.7 has your free ticket in. Enter to win a family four-pack of Comet tickets. Simply text the word hockey to 45364. We're picking four winners every week. Your tickets are good for any regular season game. Again, text the word hockey to 45364. And good luck from the Fort Wayne Comets and ESPN Radio 102.7.
Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station.
High school sports is about teamwork, challenging yourself and your opponent, and succeeding through excellence. That same work and dedication that your favorite team puts into their sport, Jets Pizza puts into every pizza. Jets Pizza on Grape Road is proud to bring you the Behind the Whistle show with Pat Daugherty every Wednesday night. If you're a fan, stop by Jets on Grape Road and say the word basketball to score yourself a free order of Jets bread with any large deep dish pizza. Life is short. Eat better pizza. Jets Pizza on Grape and Day in Mishawaka.
On January 3rd, 2017, around 9 p.m., in the 4400 block of Western Avenue in South Bend, there was an attempted carjacking. A 21-year-old female was walking from the store to her car, which was parked in the front row under a light, when an unknown suspect approached her and pointed a gun at her, demanding her car. The suspect, described as a black male, 5'8", 180 pounds, was wearing dark clothing and a dark-colored, knee-length coat. The victim, frightened for her life, screamed out for help. There was a second suspect involved, and both fled the scene on foot. Police are asking for our help. This young woman is someone's daughter. Imagine if it was yours. I'm Detective Kayla Miller with Michiana Crime Stoppers. If you have any information about this crime or any felony crime or fugitive, call us at 574-288-STOP or 800-342-STOP. Tips can also be submitted through our website, MichianaCrimeStoppers.com, or at p3tips.com/203. All tips are anonymous, and if yours leads to an arrest, you could receive a cash reward. Remember, it's our community. It's your call.
Living near mountains, woodlands, and wild places is a dream come true for many, except during wildfire season. That's why people are working with their local planners to help ensure that wildfire protection is part of the planning process for communities near the beautiful and wild parts of our state. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org.
ESPN Radio 102.7.
From the Fox Business Network, the Dow blasting past the 21,000 mark for the first time ever, with banks and financial companies leading stocks sharply higher. Today's gain was the biggest for blue chips so far this year, with the Dow closing up 303 points, the NASDAQ up 79. And Shake Shack reporting fourth quarter earnings after the closing bell that were in line with expectations, but same store sales missed forecast, shares falling over 3% in after hours trading. Pepsi says slumping sales from Philadelphia's new soda tax are prompting layoffs of 80 to 100 workers at three distribution plants serving the city. And today begins Lent, and each year McDonald's sees an uptick in sales of its Filet-O-Fish sandwiches, selling nearly 25% of their wild-caught Alaska Pollock fish sandwiches when many Catholics forego meat on Fridays. The Filet-O-Fish sandwich owes its existence to the Cincinnati franchise owner, who back in the 60s said that he was losing Catholic customers on Fridays due to the burger-only options. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start now. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start now.
Now back to The Home Stretch with Pat Daugherty. The first take on high school, the region, and the world of sports on Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station, ESPN Radio 102.7.
Welcome back here to ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Daugherty. This is Behind the Whistle, our high school coaches show. We're joined tonight by Northridge Raiders, their swim team. Both the girls and boys swim team, they've been fantastic for years. We're celebrating some of the great feats that they had this season. We're now joined, and even though I just did this, I know I'm going to, I hopefully don't screw this up, but Matthew Van Kopenel. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did.
Nice. That's a long name. I tell you what, seeing that on a scoreboard would be a lot of fun. Matt, all-conference selection, IHSA state qualifier in the relays. Was a sectional champion in the 100 free, placed 19th at the state finals. So 100 free, is that your stroke? Do you, is freestyle your favorite? Do you have another one?
Probably my favorite is breaststroke, but...
What is up with all the... I haven't heard one back and no butterflies. I'll tell you what, Coach. Bringing all the breaststrokers here. I'm just kidding. It's just one of those strokes that I could ever do. I mean, I am not kidding. I wish I had film of me swimming breaststroke. It was bad. It was really bad. I would do the IM and the fly in the back. I'd be relatively up there. I mean, I never was going to win, but it was close. And then the breaststroke, everybody would pass me. So it is what it is. Matt, talk about this year. Favorite moment? Is a moment stand out for you that really jumps off the page?
Probably my favorite moment of the season was last event of my high school season, 4-3 relay at high school state. We were in the finals. Coming in seated fourth, I was second on the relay. I remember getting out and seeing that we were in third place, and I just thought, like, dude, maybe we can make it. And I just started cheering as hard as I could. Mm-hmm. And Camden left off after Bryce. He took it home hard, finished at the wall, and barely made it to third. And right afterwards, I hugged my two teammates, and it was awesome.
I used to love relays. Relays are so much emotion. You swim, exactly like you said, you swim your heart out, and then next thing you know, you're just sitting there cheering. You're hoping that everybody else can kind of bring it home. Talk a little bit about the state finals, because it's interesting. You swim at the Natatorium, which is, do they still do the Olympic trials there? They have. I know diving Olympic trials are there, but it's a huge Natatorium. I mean, it's kind of daunting if you walk into it for the first time. You're kind of blown away, because even as big as some of the Olympic pools around here are, it's something else. What was it like the first time you walked into the Natatorium and you're like, wow, this is state. I'm swimming for state, for a state championship here.
Well, the first time I walked in the Natatorium was in probably seventh or eighth grade. Can't quite remember. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I was young, and it's a big place, big pool. It was just like, wow, this is like the most amazing pool I've ever seen. You know, I've never seen anything more beautiful.
It's true, though. And then the fans are right on top of you. We were kind of talking during the break, because I asked Chris about some weird, maybe unique pre-race routines. Do you have anything that you do specifically that gets you psyched up to race?
Yeah, it's slightly complicated. So
no, nothing's ever easy.
So basically, initially I do some like arm swings to kind of get my arms in motion. Then I hold a streamlined position and kind of stretch out my lats, and then get some leg stretches in, like some quad stretches. And then I always fix my cap and then my goggles, make sure they're clear before I get on the block and set right on my head. And then I always put my right leg on the step, put both hands on my knee, and then just wait for the whistle to be blown to get up on the block.
Nice, nice. When you look at the next step for you, what is that going to be?
Going to college. And
have you made any decision on where you want to go?
Yeah, I've signed with Saginaw Valley State University.
Nice. What made you to choose them?
My dad found them out on just kind of like looking through college websites, searching through them, and found that it was kind of like a newer program. This is their second year as a male swim team. I think the fourth for their girls.
Sweet.
And figured, you know, I'll take a look at it, see what it's like. And I went there, visited. The swim team was awesome. They were super cool. I thought, you know, I could see myself living here for four more years.
Nice. Once again, Matthew Van Kopenal. Yes. Got it right again. I appreciate you coming out. Best of luck next year as well. And I am interested in this off air. I want to talk to you about the Raider Motorsports team. What the heck is that?
Okay, so
high mile or super mileage cars? You're building cars?
Yeah. We have a class where people have to sign up and apply for it, almost like it's a job, because it basically is. We get together, we have to get sponsors and everything. It's 100% sponsor funded. No school money comes into it. And we completely design a super mileage car. It has to meet certain requirements based on the rules. And we compete every year at in April. And basically the goal is to get as much fuel mileage as possible, and the most fuel mileage wins.
Sweet. Well, best luck in that. That's coming up. Best luck in college as well. Appreciate you coming out.
Thank you.
All right, next up, Camden Cook, as we roll up this page here as well. I'm going to save Spencer for last for a couple of reasons here. But Camden, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Colgate. Isn't that an Ivy League school? It's close. It's up there.
Not technically, but
it might as well should be.
It's considered one.
Yeah,
in its own way.
It's one of those that they don't label, but definitely is. The reason I bring that up is a swimmer that I went to high school with, Sherry Bontrager, who anybody who knows swimming in around the area, she was very, very competitive. She went there as well. Talk a little bit about this year for you. What was the moment for you that kind of stands out this season?
I'd probably say the moment after sectionals, because towards the beginning of the season, with our senior class being so big, we weren't so sure what direction we were going to go with the team. I know we had a really strong senior class with leaders last year, so to follow it up, it was going to be pretty difficult. And it was kind of rocky throughout the season at times in terms of leadership, but after sectionals, it really felt like we came together as a team.
When you look at Northridge, being a student athlete there, I always like to ask this question. What does that mean to you? What does it mean to represent Northridge, and what do you think best describes a Northridge swimmer?
I'd probably say willing to give effort in whichever area is required. I know personally, I try to strive to be the best that I can be in pretty much whatever field that I'm going in. So like academic wise, I've always strived to be top of my class. And ever since I was a little kid joining the swim team, I've wanted to be one of the best swimmers on the team.
How do you balance academics and swimming yourself? And if you had to give advice to somebody else, an incoming freshman per se, that wants to have a daunting schedule in the sense of doing a sport and keeping the grades up, how do you do it and what advice would you give?
Well, personally, my academic load is very high right now. I'm enrolled in the IB program at Northridge. And so it's really quite a struggle keeping everything balanced. But probably the biggest lesson I've learned throughout senior year is don't procrastinate. It's pretty simple in theory, but in practice, it's a whole nother thing.
What made you choose Colgate?
Definitely academics fueled my search. And looking through the schools, I was originally considering like a couple Ivy League schools. I looked at Brown, Dartmouth, but eventually I came to find Colgate and noticed that the team was kind of going through a transition period. They just hired a new coach, I want to say 2 or 3 years ago. And so it's kind of like one of those up and coming programs right now. And I felt like it was a place that I could fit in and contribute to the team while also having a really high academic level of study.
Final two questions, favorite stroke and favorite U.S. national swimmer.
All right. Favorite stroke is definitely backstroke.
I can see that placing at state 10th in the backstroke or 6th in the backstroke and 10th in the 200 medley relay. So backstroke, obviously a strength of yours. Favorite U.S. national swimmer?
I don't know if he still is right now. I know Matt Grievers is my idol. He's been my idol since 6th or 7th grade. When I was younger, I got to go out to the Olympic trials back in 2008, and he was one of the swimmers that was like young at the time. I got to meet him in an elevator ride up to our hotel, and so I met him. He's this huge 6'8" swimmer, and I remember the next day watching him qualify for the Olympic team, and I just thought, I want to be that guy.
Sweet. Well, best of luck at Colgate again, Camden Cook. Thanks for coming out, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Bryce Brulette. Mr. Goofy, apparently, by his teammates. He's the goofy guy on the Northridge Raiders swim team. Before that, I want to remind you, if you are in and around Jets on Grape Road, say basketball while ordering a large deep dish pizza, you get a free order of Jets bread. The pizza's great. Deep dish. Bryce, you like the pizza?
Yeah, it's great.
Fantastic. That's like the 17 meat pizza. It's the meat pizza. It's got, I can't even count how many meats are on it, but it's very, very good. It's very tempting not to eat while I'm talking to you guys because it's sitting in arm's length away. But we're now joined by Bryce Brulette, sectional champion in the 100 and 200 free, placed 28th and 18th, respectively, at the IHSAA state finals. Take us through the state finals, especially in a competitive race like the freestyle, because obviously those are really close. I mean, you can look at first to 10th can be very, very short amount of time. What was it like getting into the state finals and then competing at that level?
This is my first year swimming at state. Last year I was an alternate and it was crazy. I was so nervous.
Kind of grip and rip once you get down there, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Favorite moment this year?
It's between getting third at state in the relay and winning both my events at sectionals.
Since everybody deemed you as the goofy guy, who would you dictate as the goofy guy of the Northridge swim team?
I'm going to say Chris Keller.
Nice. Nice. I like it. I like it. Do you have any pre-race routines that you go through? Or I'll change it up a little bit. What's going through your head when you step on the blocks?
I always like going out there with my headphones on. No one else on the team really
does that. What's the song you listen to? What's your pre-race mix? What do you got on there?
I like Sum 41.
Nice.
Punk
okay.
rock band.
A little bit older. It's kind of my high school era. I like that. Yeah. Well, if you haven't heard, there's great rock. Our sister station, 103.9 The Bear, plays some great rock music. They have The Growl coming up in July. We were talking to their program director, Ron Stryker, start off the show here today because they have a great lineup. Puddle of Mud's going to be there. Yeah. Seether, Skillet. It's going to be crazy. A lot of fun as well. When did you first fall in love with swimming?
First year swimming was eighth grade.
Is that when you fell in love with it, or did it take a few years?
I think probably my junior year. That's when, I mean.
A year ago.
I don't know. That's like when I really start like coming close with these guys. Mm-hmm. And that really made it a lot more enjoyable.
Well, and for sure. I mean, that definitely is. Looking kind of through the same two schools that Chris is looking at, Anderson and Olivet, what do you like about both of those?
I mean, they,
You guys are all making him laugh, making him all nervous. Sheesh. What great teammates. Anderson is, it's a great campus. I've been down there. I was one of the schools I looked at playing baseball. At Olivet is another great, but you plan on swimming, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a specific race you're going to keep doing the freestyles? Is that kind of the idea?
I'm actually a breaststroker, but that was a joke.
I was about to say, as a sectional champ in the free, in your breast.
Yeah, I just
see he is the goofy
continue
guy.
Continue with freestyle, I guess.
Bryce Brulette, appreciate you coming out, man. Best of luck in college, whichever you decide between either one of those schools. Both great schools.
All right, thank you.
All right, Spencer, you're up. Spencer Lehman is our final guest from the Northridge Raiders swim team. I mean, you had a pretty decent year. It's all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
I mean, you didn't do anything at state or anything, right?
No.
First team All-State. Once again, a state champion. Apparently knocking A.J. Miller off all of the record books, which is great. I wish I could find A.J. and gloat because I would love to because – I saw at Concord, there used to be a lot of A.J. Miller records there as well, and every day at practice, I had to swim by those and just hate him for being extremely fast. when did you first love swimming?
Well, I grew up on a lake in Michigan.
Did you swim on the lake?
Yes.
Good.
So I've kind of always been around the water, and my parents put me in NASA when I was 7 years old, and so right from the start, it was my sport. And I really hadn't done anything else, and I haven't done anything else since then.
You've owned it, that's for sure. A junior national qualifier. Last year, you competed at the Olympic trials. I watched. I'm a diehard swim fan. I love the Olympics. I hope Michael Phelps comes back because I love watching his passion that he brings to the sport and kind of the swagger that the relay has when he's on it. I feel like he, you know, you look back and Ryan Lochte may be the greatest swimmer in U.S. history if it weren't for Michael Phelps, who probably stole all those medals from him. I'm sure Lochte's pretty pissed about that. But what was that experience like, swimming at the Olympic trials as a high schooler?
It was unreal, unlike anything I've ever experienced. You know, for these kids and a lot of my teammates, you know, high school state, it's really nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. And it was my freshman year, very nerve-wracking. And, you know, I thought, you know, going there, it can't be a whole lot worse. Boy, was I wrong. Oh my gosh. Seeing that
turned up a notch, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Especially seeing that big jumbotron there, and you get in and you warm up. And I got there a couple days before the meet, get in warming up, and you recognize people. You're like, oh, hey, that's an Olympian. And you're just like, oh man, this is real. Mm-hmm. Like this is for the Olympics. And so it just definitely creates a whole new perspective for you.
What did you take from that and bring into your swimming after the fact?
That, you know, as being a state champion, there's a lot of other people that are a lot better than you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be the top, you definitely have to work your way up and earn it. Nothing's given to you.
I always equate that. And as you go on and swim at Indiana, which is great way to stay inside in the state, as there's a little bit of rivalry, I'm sure, with IU Purdue.
Yeah.
We won't talk about the basketball game that happened last night or the one that happened earlier this year, but, IU is churning out some pretty amazing swimmers. It's a pretty great program to be a part of. What made you choose IU?
Well, I mean, it wasn't of the other schools that I chose. IU was definitely the closest, and being with some of the IU guys, it's kind of like they understood me because a lot of them came from programs
similar to mine. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are homegrown from the state of Indiana. And so I really like the team. I like the coach. I connected with them really well. And so I had a great time while I was down there, too. And a lot of my friends that are in swimming that I swam against at the high school state meet are also going to IU. So it just makes it all
awesome. Well, we'll definitely keep our eye on you as you continue your career. Best of luck at IU. Again, Spencer Lehman joining us here as well. Congratulations to you and your team. I mean, I've definitely had an admiration for Northridge swimming from afar. So congratulations on a great year.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. We come back, we'll have a short follow-up with Coach Keller as we close out the show here tonight. This is Behind the Whistle right here on ESPN Radio 102.7.
The Home Stretch with Pat Doherty, ESPN Radio 102.7.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Jeff Fisher, did you see the picture taken of him this weekend walking through an airport with a dog? He's just walking through an airport with a dog pressed to his chest. That guy went from leader to buffoon very quickly. It's that damn mustache that, if you're losing, doesn't convey leadership.
The Dan Levitard Show, after Mike and Mike.
ESPN Radio 102.7, Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station.
High school sports is about teamwork, challenging yourself and your opponent, and succeeding through excellence. That same work and dedication that your favorite team puts into their sport, Jet's Pizza puts into every pizza. Jet's Pizza on Grape Road is proud to bring you the Behind the Whistle Show with Pat Doherty every Wednesday night. If you're a fan, stop by Jet's on Grape Road and say the word basketball to score yourself a free order of Jet's bread with any large deep dish pizza. Life is short. Eat better pizza. Jet's Pizza on Grape and Day in Mishawaka.
Now, your ABC 57 First Warning Neighborhood Weather Center forecast.
Temperatures continue to fall tonight into the 20s. Mix and snow showers going into early Thursday, but not much accumulation. It will be colder Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, a high of 36, and still a chance for snow showers. Thursday night into Friday, Friday's high, 32. In the ABC 57 First Warning Neighborhood Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Tom Coombs.
ESPN Radio 102.7, Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Doherty.
Welcome back here to Behind the Whistle, ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Coach Joe Keller from the Northridge Raiders. His swim team here today represented extremely well by the seven swimmers that you brought. Coach, another fantastic year. You're still having a lot of fun doing this. Is the end even close in sight for you?
Oh, wow. That's a tough question. I pretty much just go day by day, mm-hmm. and we coach whoever shows up on that day. And we try to put forth our best effort in that. And, you know, we just feel really blessed. I feel really blessed. You know, the kids, I have parents that say that this is what, you know, their child, their athlete, swimmer has taken away from it. But for me, I'm really the one that I think is most blessed because I get to take something away from each one of them and learn along the way. And it's an awesome experience.
Well, I do want to say this, and I know we've talked via email and whatnot, but swimming is unique. It's very much what I'm finding is it's very much like some of these other smaller sports, wrestling. It's a very tight knit community, and whether you compete your butts off in the pool, whether it's sectionals or state, there's that good, healthy competitiveness. But outside of that, there's a lot of respect and hoping and wishing everybody well in their future ventures. I've always had a lot of respect for your program. Like I said, I remember being a young guy swimming in Concord Club as a Concord Clipper, I think was our name back in the day, against NASA. And I still have some great friendships of guys that I swam with. And it's unique. It's not like anything else. I appreciate you taking some time coming out here today, bringing so many athletes as well. And your track record, your success isn't measured in the amount of wins or the state swimmers you have, but it's the impact that you have in our community as well. So I thank you again and appreciate you coming out.
Well, thank you. And thanks for having us here and highlighting some of these great people.
Be a lot of fun, and we'll continue to do that. Again, next week, we're sticking with the Northridge theme as Coach Springer from the girls basketball team. They won a regional title. They'll be out here next week as we'll talk to them about their great run and great season. That's going to do it for Behind the Whistle.
The Home Stretch with Pat Doherty, ESPN Radio 102.7.